Welcome to I'm No Rookie, the podcast for beauty, spa and wellness professionals ready to take their careers beyond the treatment room and into exciting roles. If you've been thinking about expanding your skill set, stepping into education or making a bigger impact in the industry, you'll love this podcast. This is where we're going to guide and hopefully inspire you to take action. I'm your host, Ayo, and today, as part of our How to Become series, today we're going to look and dive into the world of skincare product training. So whether you're already working in a spa or salon, or you've been eyeing opportunities to collaborate with skincare brands, becoming a product trainer could be your next career move. We're going to explore what skincare product trainers do, the skills and qualifications you'll need, and how to get started. Plus, I'll share some tips and give you some examples and industry insights to help you on your journey. So let's jump in and get started. What exactly does a skincare product trainer do? At its core, this role is about education. So a skincare product trainer is someone who bridges the gap between products and the professionals who use them. So you'll educate beauty and health professionals on how to use, recommend, and even sell skincare products confidently and effectively. But here's the thing, it's more than just teaching people how to read a label or how to memorize ingredients. It's also about storytelling. So imagine you're introducing a new product line to a team of therapists. Your role isn't just to explain what's in the product. It's to connect the science behind it to the results that their clients will experience. You're helping them to see how this product fits into a client's skincare journey, how it complements treatments, and why it's worth recommending. In a way, you're part educator, part marketer, and part cheerleader. And let me tell you, when you see a therapist light up with the understanding and they start sharing their knowledge with clients, is one of the most rewarding moments. Now let's kind of break this down a bit more. So what does a skincare product trainer role look like in a different setting? So let's think about in a spa and salon setting. Your focus is hands-on. You're working closely with teams, helping them understand how products, enhancement treatments, and how to recommend them for home care. For example, you might lead a workshop on pairing specific serums with facial treatments or explain the best way to upsell a retail product without feeling pushy. One trainer I know once shared a story about a workshop they ran on a high-end skincare line, and instead of kind of starting with the technical details, they began to ask the team to share their own skincare routines and concerns. And by the time they introduced the products, the therapists were already thinking about how they'll use them personally, which made it easier to see how they could recommend them to clients. Now, if you're working directly for a skincare brand, your role is a bit broader. You might be kind of running in-store demonstrations, hosting webinars, or even creating digital training materials. Here, it's all about consistency. So whether you're training sales teams, beauty advisors, or therapists, you're ensuring everyone understands the brand's values, the science behind the product, and how to communicate their benefits effectively. Now, let's talk about what it takes to become a skincare product trainer. Firstly, you'll likely need a background in beauty therapy or aesthetics. A vocational qualification such as the MBQ Level 3 in beauty therapy is a solid starting point. Some employers may even look for a higher qualification or certification in skincare science. Although you don't need it, I would say it's important that you formally get yourself and gain a training qualification. But let me tell you why I think having one can make a huge difference. Number one, confidence in your delivery. Knowing how to structure your training sessions and engage learners effectively can make your sessions impactful. Another thing is about that professional credibility. An education and training qualification demonstrates your commitment to developing your skills which can set you apart from others in your field. And the broader opportunities, with a teaching qualification, you open doors to roles beyond product training, such as working in colleges or creating your own courses. Stronger communication skills also. These programs teach you how to adapt your communication style to suit different audiences, which is invaluable when training diverse teams. I want to talk about skills as well. So beyond the technical knowledge, you need to be an incredible communicator. So your ability to break down complex skincare concepts into simple, relatable ideas is what will set you apart also. For example, imagine that you're explaining the benefits of a product containing peptides. So instead of diving into the science of amino acids, you might say, think of peptides as little messengers that tell your skin to produce more collagen. Simple, right? That's the kind of clarity and relatability trainers need. Additional skills, I would say, is organizational skills. They are so crucial, especially if you're juggling multiple training sessions or creating materials. A knack for public speaking doesn't hurt either. Remember, you'll often be the face of the brand or spa in your role as a trainer. Here's a quick thank you to our sponsors, Developing Educators Academy, for supporting this episode. So if you're looking to gain your education and training qualification, they provide a level 3 award and a level 4 certificate in education and training. Visit developingeducatorsacademy.com/brochure for more information. Now, let's get back to this episode. So why would you want to step into this role? Why would you want to step into a skincare product trainer role? First, it's incredibly rewarding. You're empowering therapists and beauty professionals to deliver better results for their clients. You're also playing a direct role in boosting sales and client satisfaction, which makes you a valuable asset to any spa or brand. Second, it's a fantastic career move as a product trainer. You're gaining skills that are transferable across industries, public speaking, team leadership, and marketing, to name a few. And let's not forget the opportunities for growth. From training coordinator to brand ambassador, this role can open doors to exciting new paths in the beauty industry. And as a skincare product trainer, part of your role is to stay ahead of those changes. One major trend is the use of digital tools in training. From virtual product demonstrations to e-learning platforms, technology is making it easier to deliver training to teams spread across different allocations. For instance, I've seen brands use augmented reality to show how a product works on the skin in real time. So imagine being able to visually demonstrate the effects of a serum without needing a live model. That's where the industry is heading. Another key trend is the rise of sustainability in our industry. Consumers are becoming more conscious about the environment and impact of their purchases, and brands are responding to the eco-friendly formulations and packaging. As a trainer, it's your job to educate teams, not just on the product itself, but also on the story behind it. What makes it sustainable? How does it align with the brand's values? This added layer of storytelling helps therapists connect with clients on a deeper level, which can ultimately boost sales. So do you want to stand out as a trainer? Make sure that you stay updated on all these trends by following industry news, attending beauty expos, and connecting with experts in sustainability and technology. How do you get started on your journey to becoming a skincare product trainer? First of all, I want to say, reflect on your current role. If you're already working in a spa or salon, take stock of what you're already doing. Have you ever trained a new team member, or how maybe you've trained them on how to use a product? Perhaps you've led a quick refresher session on treatment protocols. These are great starting points that showcase your ability to teach and mentor others. So the main thing is, start small. Offer to lead any kind of informal product training sessions at your workplace. It could be as simple as introducing a new cleanser or CIVM to your team, use this opportunity to practice delivering information clearly and effectively. Also, reach out to skincare brands or industry professionals who are already in training roles. Attend events or webinars hosted by, you know, product companies to learn more about their training styles and needs. LinkedIn is also a fantastic platform to find in product training, job opportunities, or connecting with hiring managers. So my thing to you is start building a portfolio of your training experiences, even if they're informal. Document the sessions that you've led, the feedback that you've received, and the outcomes. This will help you stand out when you're applying for product training roles. Becoming a skincare product trainer is more than just a job. It's an opportunity to inspire, to educate, and to elevate our industry. So if this episode has sparked your interest, don't forget to visit developingeducatorsacademy.com/brochure to download our free guide and take your first step towards a new trainer role. Thank you for joining me on I'm No Rookie. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend or a colleague who's ready to level up their career. Remember, you are no rookie in your field. It's just time to step into your next chapter. So stay confident, keep inspiring, and I'll see you in the next episode.